In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, Good Shepherd Sunday, the psalm appointed for today is Psalm 23. And I would like for us to read that together now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No image of the Lord and his relationship with us strikes closer to the core of our being than the image we see in our readings today. The image of the Lord as our shepherd, and we as his sheep. We just read in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We heard it in the second reading from Revelation, the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And in the Gospel of John today, Jesus tells us, my sheep hear my voice. Why do you suppose this image has such power for us? Perhaps it's because in a world as troubled as ours, we connect sheep and shepherds with peace and quiet. Psalm 23 says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And when the day has been long and hard, some of us get to sleep by counting sheep. Or maybe we like this image so much because of how we think of sheep. A dear memory that I have, especially today, Mother's Day, is when growing up, being little, my parents had a sheepskin on the floor next to their bed. And, you know, some nights after a bad dream or something, you know, I would sneak in into their room and lay on that soft and clean wool right next to my mom. So surely the animal that gave that wool must be like that, right? Soft, gentle, clean, without fierce teeth or sharp claws. Jesus, the Lord, is our shepherd, and we are his gentle sheep. If only more of us knew how sheep really are, we might feel a bit more sheepish about ourselves. In some places around the world, there was an old tradition to give each sheep a good washing before shearing so that the wool would have more value. And you see, all that thick, soft wool picks up a lot of dirt as the sheep leaves from day to day. What would come to the people as clean and soft started out as filthy and muddy. When the sheep had been scrubbed, they had to be sheared soon, because if they weren't, they would get dirty all over again. Those who have tended sheep know that they have other unpleasant characteristics too. Sheep are prone to wander from the flock. The sight of some greener grass catches their attention, and they wander until they find themselves far away. Sheep can also be stubborn, headstrong, willful creatures. We are God's sheep, God's flock. And just like sheep in the field, we Christians have an amazing ability to pick up dirt from our surroundings. How often we find our thoughts and words reflecting those of our non-Christian neighbors. We may not be able to help passing through the valley of the shadow of death, but when we begin to walk like those who are spiritually dead, that's serious danger of our own making. And we should be very much afraid. How often we look at ourselves in the light of God's law only to be dismayed by the sight of the filth and mess in our life. Instead of enjoying the oil the Lord pours over our head and whatever good things He pours into our cup, we covet the luxuries of the world, never content, always wanting greener pastures, bigger lawns, houses better appointed than the Lord's, valuing the praises of our boss and the envy of our friends well above goodness and mercy. Instead of trusting God to vindicate us in the presence of our enemies, we fear them, smear them, speak all kinds of evil against them, and gloat when we see them stumble. Isn't that true? Every time we gather for worship in the divine service, as soon as the name of God is placed on us and we hear His name, we find we must confess our sins. God's sheep have a tendency to wander too. Perhaps something hurtful is said to us, maybe by the people of God, or we experience some horrible, shocking event, a sudden death that we cannot possibly explain in our understanding of a loving God, a rejection by a loved one that doesn't make sense when we have been so committed and faithful, a sickness that just doesn't go away or keep coming back. Or maybe we catch sight of greener grass just over the next ridge, those worldly goods that draw us away, a catcher-sounding philosophy or religion. We wander from God's house, and sometimes we become angry with Him, lose faith in Him, lose confidence that His simple word and the sacrament are the richest table anyone could ever spread before us. The next thing we know, months or even years have gone by, and we find ourselves alone, without Him, maybe without the dear ones He has given us. Isaiah said well in chapter 53, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." And stubborn? Us? No. Not you, right? Sadly, yes. When things don't go our way, we sometimes respond by digging in our heels and forcing others to drag us along, instead of praying, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," we pray, "My will be done in heaven and on earth or else." We are sheep, dirty, lost, and stubborn. And so serious is our problem that God has taken a radical step to solve it. The Lord, the shepherd of Israel, took on flesh and became a lamb. Did you hear the words of John in the book of Revelation today? Verse 17, the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He took away the filth and grime of our sin by washing us in His own pure blood. And when we were lost, without hope and without God in the world, He wandered far from His heavenly home in search of us. His search took Him to a lowly virgin in Nazareth, to a humble manger in Bethlehem, and finally, on a dark and lonely Friday afternoon, to a horrible cross. He conquered our willfulness by surrendering His own will to that of the Father, even unto death, freely, willingly, lovingly. He offered Himself up for us through the Spirit to the Father. The shepherd became a lamb. And with His resurrection on the third day, the Lamb has become our shepherd. He feeds us in the pasture of His Word. He leads us beside the still deep waters of baptism, springs of living water, because through this water, He gives us life. He satisfies our hunger by giving us the heavenly bread and the cup of life, His own body and blood. Our cup overflows with eternal blessing because we drink of the cup He pours out for us. And He knows each of us as well as any good shepherd knows his own sheep. And the amazing thing is that He still loves us. He still feeds us, and He still leads and guides us through all the dangerous ways of this life. The shepherd became a lamb to save us dirty, wandering sheep. The shepherd became a lamb to save us dirty, wandering sheep. But little by little, as we feed on His love and stay with His flock, He breaks the old willfulness and stubbornness. He makes us His servants who fear and love and trust in Him above all things. And He makes us the kind of servants who learn to give not only our woe, but also, if necessary, our own skin for the needs of others. When we come together each Sunday here, we come together as His flock. He is here now as our shepherd. He speaks and we listen. He leads and we follow. And we have His word, His promise, that He will keep on leading until that day when we sing His praise in glory and He wipes away every tear from our eyes. In the name of our good shepherd Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith in Christ until life everlasting. Amen.